We're talking to the owner of The Works, Glebe. It's a three-level warehouse space created by Chris Spann. He's the owner of the space, and the aim is to make a wonderful creative hub in the inner city. And Jason Lacuya visits The Works to discover more.
Walking into The Works Glebe is like opening a Russian doll. Each pathway and corridor opens into another room, hosting clusters of people, holding meetings, taking phone calls, and working on laptops. Its creator and co-owner is a local entrepreneur named Chris Spann. Chris started out with an idea for an engaging space for people to work and collaborate. When you first walk into The Works, you're greeted by the sweet smell of coffee in the cafe storefront. Two well-dressed businessmen sit at a table discussing marketing products overseas. Chris greets me from behind the espresso machine with a welcoming smile.
Well, yeah, I've tried three times now. This is the third attempt at starting a co-working space in this building. First two strikes gave me a whole lot of lessons as to what doesn't work, to be honest.
Yeah.
The second attempt, we just really didn't have the facilities to accommodate the tenants that I was introducing to the space. So it really became evident that I needed to increase the comfort, increase the security, and provide what people expect in a more professional office environment. And what we are seeing is that, yeah, the people who are here now are sort of bunkering down, and it is a really great place to work now, and we've kind of finally got it right on the third attempt.
You've hit your stride then.
Yeah, well, the stride hit me, I think.
Winding up the narrow staircase to the second level, Chris shows me the warehouse space. The high ceilings introduce natural light to a large room filled to the brim with antique chairs, neon signs, a communal kitchen, and speakers in the style of Dr. Seuss.
In the loading dock here, once we're finished moving everything around, we've actually got it set up as a little mini screening room, which has worked really well. We've had a number of uni students do some presentations in here. We've had a couple of film clip launches and things like that in this space. So it's a really small... It can seat about 60 people though, if you squish them in. A little loading dock has that industrial feel, and we can project onto a wall which I've created out of ladders, which is pretty much the piece de resistance, I think, in this building.
Is that what that is? That's for the projector.
It's a concept, man. It's a ladder wall. If you look at it long enough, you know, your thoughts just increase and everything goes a little skyward.
In the corner of the room is a caravan he's named Norwegian Wood, after the 1965 Beatles song, and the caravan is decorated in the period. The caravan generally serves as an impromptu meeting room, but today operates as a perfect place for an interview.
Yeah, named after the song and then decored in the same furniture of the period, so it's a bit of a wank, really, but it was a bit of fun to make a retro, shagadelic, psychedelic van.
All right, I'm going to hop in here and we'll have a chat. The Works started by building a community one desk at a time, with hourly, weekly, and monthly terms. Permanent desk space at The Works goes for $120 an hour and offers arrangements for teams or individuals. Casual members who want to give it a try can pay $250 for 10 visits. But it's not just about the physical space. Co-working spaces often strive to build a community with shared values around the benefits of collaboration. This ethos is particularly close to Chris's heart.
And it's really disappointing, obviously, in the federal election to see that the Labor Party actually had a share economy policy, and with them not getting into power, I fear that that's going to go by the wayside. But yeah, let's head upstairs to the third level. Now, up here, we actually do have climate control and additional security, and it houses seven teams, actually, that work on their own projects, and occasionally... They connect and work together.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, Let's walk into the office.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so this area here is fairly open plan. There's six different individual businesses operating at the moment. It's really light and airy. And as I said, the majority of businesses are focusing on their own thing. But there is natural collisions and natural interaction that happens at the water cooler that you're leaning on right now.
Am I? Oh, yeah. Well, you've got paper across the long desks. Is that for people to take down notes and then...
Yeah, well, Sendhil, one of our tenants, every Monday, one of the partners comes in and takes everything off the desks and runs a big strip of paper down the desks, and then throughout the week the individuals write down their own ideas, and then at the end of the week the boss reclaims the paper and goes through it all. So yeah, it's actually a really good idea that I would love to do down in the cafe shortly, actually.
Yeah, and then what happens to the ideas? Do they get sent out to everyone as email blast or something, or you put it up on the wall, or...
I'm not sure. I think it's confidential. It's probably the secret to Sendhil's success.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, we'll keep it secret. Join us next week when we speak to some of the people and businesses operating at The Works, including an organization called Music New South Wales, and a carbon-neutral shipping company that doesn't actually own any vehicles and caters specifically to small businesses. What is Music New South Wales?
Music New South Wales, I love it because it's like in front of my boss, so I have to be good at explaining who we are.
Jason Lequier reporting on the wonderful initiative of bringing creative minds together. Make sure you tune in next week to hear the conclusion of his story on The Works in Glebe, the creative hub of the Inner West.